Well, the question has come up as to whether the show should just be Bob and Frondi, or whether it's open
to have guests.
And your hesitation about opening it up is that it would be open up to Emma. And my point is, it is so freaking open up to Emma already.
Well, she was a stand-in. I didn't really mean Emma. For new listeners, Emma's a dog. Right. So that just
meant... He always finds a way to get Emma into the show, I'll tell you.
Well, rightly so. The kids are moved out.
I'm bored with it.
With the dog?
Yeah.
Well, then why'd you bring it up?
Because you did. I was trying to make a point.
Oh, okay. But I didn't bring it up on the show. But that's okay.
You sure did.
Are we going to pursue this topic?
Yes, that's the point, isn't it?
Okay. What's next about it, then?
Whether we should open up the show to other people so that Judy could say something.
She can say something.
Oh, my God.
Judy's a bird.
A big crow-like...
Well, it just depends on what sort of endeavor you think we're participating in, I guess.
I think you could have guests and see how it went, and if it, you worked out that you didn't
you
like it...
You could edit them out.
No, you would just move on, you know, and you say...
So but just deal, in other words.
Making the rule without exploring it, yeah. Making the rule without exploring it, I don't think is... I don't understand
so
that.
So you don't believe, basically, in the FDA. You think if somebody thinks it's a medicine, and there's no reason to test and find out. They should just take it and see if it heals them.
I can't
them.
Do it.
And if it doesn't, it's okay. Because you should just go with it.
I'm hearing. Is that what you want to talk about, is about FDA drug stuff, or do you want to talk about what I was trying to talk about?
That was about what you wanted to
talk
about.
No, it wasn't at all. It was like taking it to an extreme example that I have to respond to. It gets us off on a totally different track.
Okay, well, go ahead then.
There's no reason. We're not talking about drugs. There's no reason not to try something. There's no harm to it. There's no downside to it.
I'm totally in agreement.
And I'm even right here in case you wanted to have me.
Well, then introduce us, Judy.
Well, I would like to say to the listening audience that we have had the rare pleasure and opportunity to sit in on the Bob and Frondi reintroduction to another season, everybody. Yes, sirree, another season
of
Bob and Frondi.
It's been so long. It's been years.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do we think that Bob might be feeling controlled or manipulated?
He's used to that, I imagine.
It's not a problem. I'm just wondering if we have a topic or what the deal is.
Maybe we don't have a topic.
What would you like to talk about?
The fact that Judy's stepping on my toe.
Okay, well, I'll leave it to the two of you.
Do you have a topic?
What about your toe?
That's
not serious. If you want to talk about it, you should talk about it. Otherwise... You're just not talking about anything.
Maybe this is our intro, and next time we'll have a topic for the listening audiences. What do you say?
I don't think that's going to fly. Then next time is going to be the first show, is what you're saying.
Help.
Now, if this is the first show, then
Help
there needs
me.
To be some show here.
Okay, well, let's do it then.
Well,
that's what we're
you
doing.
Talk to Judy about her take on this.
Okay. How are we doing now that we have a producer?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think we're still sort of free-floating, forming the relationship of this introduction by its participants and with consideration and great tributes to the listener. And I think that until I have something
right
to say, I probably
listener.
Shouldn't say anything.
Wait, what did you say?
That's what my mom always said.
The listener?
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything.
Well, we've
That's
been
what
nothing
you just
but
said.
Nice.
No, but I meant it was
I think we
similar
should have cut
or analogous.
5 minutes ago.
This hasn't been 5 minutes long yet. That's revelatory.
Close, though.
I think the listeners, listeners will
nine,
be very
eight,
happy to have six. Us back. They've been out there wondering where we were. I've had many requests.
Okay.
So I think they'll be happy.
Well, this is Bob signing off for the group.
Bye, Bob.
See you next time. And so, what have you got to say for yourself? That's the question of the hour.